I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're Burning the Disco Down.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, guys.
We're back virtual. Well, we're always virtual to you, but this week we're virtual to each other because we're busy.
Yeah.
We're making time for you guys.
We're making time for you guys, as always.
Like, we prioritize the podcast so much. Yeah, it's been a while since we've been virtual.
Yeah.
But we'll do anything to record the podcast.
Correct.
Okay, wait. Correct. Speaking of that, I was reading some of my old journals today for another thing that, like, it's not that big of a deal. But anyways, that's the context, is I was reading my old journals today. And I found this journal that was, like, this journal entry. And I like, always write in my journal, like, I don't write, like, my feelings like you're supposed to, but I write, like, what happened that day because I'm, like, so crazy about remembering stuff. Like, I just want to remember everything that's ever happened to me. So right. I was reading, like, this one section, and I had been, like, I think I went to North Carolina and then straight to New York and then flew back home. And then my flight got delayed to, like, 11 p.m. or something. And
naturally.
Then, yeah. And then I flew home. And then I wrote, I remember this. Like, it came back to me. But then I wrote, and then I got home and recorded the podcast. And I read that and I was like, am I okay? Or, like, are we okay?
I do remember when you did that.
Yeah, I remember when it was, like, so late at night and I was just brain dead in my bed. And I was like, we have to do the podcast. Like, it has to come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So yeah. We're committed. Long story short. Committed.
We try our best. We've only missed, yeah. What, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
We're coming up on our 2-year anniversary on April 13th. So.
Oh my God. That's literally next week or the week after.
Yeah.
Are we going to be in Texas?
It's the day that we're in San Marcos.
Oh my God. Okay. We have to do something. We have to, like, get ice cream.
Yeah. We have to do something. Yeah. Kay. We also need to, like, we should take content that day since we'll be together.
We should wear our merch.
Yeah.
Okay. Love. Okay, let's jump right in to our first segment.
I was going like this and then I realized we were sitting the exact same way. I literally was like pressing up my earring and then I looked at the computer and I was like, we're sitting the exact same position.
You guys, we're forming like, into one person.
The most niche position possible. Like, why were we both sitting like that?
And why is it on Zoom? Like, imagine if we were with real people. You guys, both of our arms were, like, over our head. Like, you know how Hannah Montana used to do that pose with, like, her arm over her head? That's what it was giving. Okay, anyways.
Oh, my God.
Let's jump right into our first segment because we're obviously a little delusional today. This is the Girls That Live in Delusion, and this is our life update. What's your life update?
Oh, what have I been up to this week? Working.
Love.
I got a bagel at Call Your Mother with Gabby, and then we walked around to these little shops. Oh, my God. Wait, I have to talk about this. This reminded
okay.
me. Okay.
Okay.
So we were walking around Tennyson, and it was like every time it's nice outside in the spring, anyone that lives in the Midwest understands this, but anytime it's like finally nice outside, everyone's out and about and it's so wholesome because everyone's just enjoying the weather. And that was Denver this weekend. And so on Saturday, we walked around Tennyson, which is a street in Denver, and that's where one of the Call Your Mother locations is. And we got a bagel. And then so I got to Gabby's house, and Gabby lives with her boyfriend, Brian, and I was wearing Taylor Fest merch and I was wearing the new Tortured Poets Department baby tee that says I can fix him, no really I can. And I walk in and the first thing Brian says to me is, that is a hilarious shirt. And I was like, thank you.
Haven't even heard Taylor Swift yet.
No, like, it's just like objectively hilarious. Like, yeah. You don't even have to know that it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So that happened. Then we're walking around Tennyson and this guy's taking a picture of his girlfriend with her dog, and we walked like in between them taking a picture. Like, he paused taking the photo and we walked in between them, and as we're walking between them, I hear the guy go, that shirt is hilarious. And I literally was like, Sly. I was like,
a random you get me. Person.
And then no, it kept going. It happened so many times. So then we went to Call Your Mother. We ate at Call Your Mother. And I was sitting there, and we were sitting against the window, like, in that bar spot, mm-hmm. you know, when you can, mm-hmm. like, see outside and they can see in. And we're sitting there, and somebody's walking by, sees my shirt, and starts laughing.
No way.
And that happens twice. Not once, but twice. While I was sitting at Call Your Mother.
Taylor
and
Fest.
Then... And then we were walking around again, and like we were hungry, so we didn't stop at any of the shops until after we ate. So we went to one of the shops on our way back, and as I'm walking into the shop, one of the guys that works there is like, oh my god, I literally just saw you at Call Your Mother, and I laughed at your shirt, and I thought, oh my god, how does she already have the Taylor Swift merch for the new album?
So they actually knew.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, well, funny you ask, because this, have you ever heard of Taylor Fest? And he was like, no. And then I was explaining how we're coming back on May 3rd to Denver, and he was like, oh my god. He was like, my coworker and I are like huge Swifties. I have to go tell her. So I'm like shopping around, like doing whatever. And then he brings this other girl up to me, and he's like, here's the other Swiftie at the shop. It was so funny. It was so funny.
You're literally and a famous then, person on the streets.
It was so funny. And so then we're talking about Taylor Fest, and they were like, oh, like I haven't been. And then the girl was like, yeah, I haven't been to this one. I've been to other ones, which I was like, okay.
Yeah.
She said she had a good time though, so whatever. Anyway, and she was like, but I keep getting ads for yours, so they're coming. I basically was like, you guys
okay,
should
good.
Come. And they were like, oh my god, we will. So they're coming.
Oh my god, you're literally like a walking advertisement with that
but
shirt.
It was a crazy day. Yeah. And so
that's
I
crazy that
I,
they connected it to like the new album.
I know.
I kind of like, I know the track titles, but like I feel like if I was walking
yeah,
down
I
the
wouldn't.
Street and I saw that, I probably wouldn't put it together.
I wouldn't think it. No, I wouldn't either. That's why I was like, damn. And so it's like, I don't know. It's a great shirt because men think it's hilarious objectively without knowing that it's Taylor Swift. And then also the Swifties love it. I think I'm going to wear it to Amber and I were talking about going to the Nuggets game this weekend. And I think I might wear it to the Nuggets game because I feel like it would just be funny.
Yeah. No, that'd be hilarious. It's like perfect like sports, like concert. You know, when you don't know what to wear, you just put
like
that
on. It's like casual. Like, I'm not going to like,
but it's like funny and
go
it's
crazy
cute.
for the basketball game, but it's funny.
Yeah, that's
and cute.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Cute.
I also might take a picture in it and put it on my Hinge profile because I feel like that would also be funny.
Yeah, you should. You should.
I'm really milking the shirt, man. Now that I know that people
think
it's funny.
It's so funny.
After Saturday, I'm milking it.
I can't believe that many people said something.
No. And I mean, we were outside for maybe an hour. Like, we were literally walking around Tennyson for an hour, and it was like, every time I turned a corner.
Oh.
And Gabby, of course, was with me. And Gabby's like, why does this happen?
She's like laughing. Yeah.
Somewhere. And I was like, I don't know.
Stop. Okay.
It
well,
was so funny, though.
Everyone go get your shirts when you come to Taylor Fest.
Yeah. It's a very
really
popular
cute.
One.
Yeah. I love that. My life update is that my grandma turned 90. Slay queen.
Slay grandma.
She literally is such a slay.
Never met her, but I love her.
Yeah, she's such a slay. And yeah, it was fun. My whole entire family flew into town, so it was like so much family time and so busy, but it was like the good kind, like lots of fun things going on. But I did come home last night and I was like, oh my god. Like I was like, well, I haven't been home or looked at my phone or like done anything in like 4 days. But it was good to just kind of like disconnect. Like I didn't see anyone but my family for like 4 days. And it was kind of nice. Like, yeah, I had fun. So, okay, our next segment is Obsessive Little Me. And this is what we're obsessed with right now. What are you obsessed with?
I'm really into running again. I don't know if I talked about this last week.
I think you did a little, but not a lot.
But I'm still running, everyone.
You're still running.
Still,
that's crazy.
I'm still running. And also, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I had a very long weightlifting era. Like, I mean, I was posting workouts on Instagram.
Yeah, I remember when I found that out about you. I was like, oh, what? Like, you've had, like, 800 lives.
Yeah, I was studying to get my personal training license. I've had a lot of lives. Anyway, so I was really into weightlifting for a really, really long time. And I played volleyball in college. So, like,
it makes
working
sense.
Out forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And my brain, like, can't – at this point, I'm just, like – I go through workouts so frequently because I just get tired of something and then I try something else.
I get that.
And so right now I'm in running. But also I did a Peloton workout today because I have the free Peloton membership, which I used to have the free premium one via my health insurance, but they got rid of the premium and now I just have the stupid lame free one. Anyway, so I did one of the Peloton workouts today and it was like I didn't realize this when I started it. Sometimes I just start workouts on there and I don't really know what I'm getting myself into and then it's too late and I'm like, well, I already started, so like I gotta finish it now. Today I was doing a 20 minute full body workout, but it was a workout for soccer players.
Oh.
And it was led by a British man. And I didn't realize that this is what I was doing. Obviously,
so
he called
specific.
It football. And so I was doing it and I was like, okay, like, not too bad. Then we start doing like agilities and I'm like, you know what? I forgot that I enjoyed these, you know? Like, I
was yeah. Like training because, for something.
Yeah. Cause like after I finished volleyball, I was just like lifting to lift because I liked it. And now that I'm like running again, I'm like, oh, I should be like training.
Yeah.
Instead of just like working out. Like, I think it's more enjoyable for me when I'm like training.
Yeah, when it's like, so, it's also like a mindset shift then, because you're like, yeah, I'm working towards something. Even if you're not, it's like you're still, yeah, think you are, you know?
Yeah. I'm actually just training for this year's rec volleyball league. So I've found that I enjoy like being an athlete again instead of just like working out. So
yeah.
Like to work out, like working out to work out is fine. But I did that for so long and I think I need like a.
Yeah. That's a good like. If anyone's listening to this and you were like an athlete, because it's hard to make that switch of like you literally work out for your whole entire life and then you're just like, well, now it's on you. Like when someone's telling you, yeah, what to do constantly and then you're just like set free and no one's telling you like what to do, it's kind of like, well, what's the point of this? And then you get burnt out. So it's, yeah, nice to have like mindset shifts like that.
Yeah. So if you see me doing random agilities in the gym, to the one girl that goes to my gym, if you see me doing random agilities in the gym and pushing sleds in now the gym, you know, on that turf patch, this is why. I'm training for nothing, but it's...
You're training for life. Just, yeah, in case one
it
day...
It is actually... I mean, Taylor Fest is a lot of cardio, I'm going to be honest.
No, like, when we don't do Taylor Fest for a long time and then we go back, I literally,
yeah,
am winded.
It's hard.
Like, I'm not okay.
Yeah. I mean, I never work out on Taylor Fest days for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But I always wear my Apple Watch because I just like need to know what time it is and I'm so used to wearing a watch. Anyway, so I always wear my Apple Watch and I always like triple close my rings when we have Taylor Fest. And I'm like,
look, it's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, it's.
Our workout is Taylor Fest.
Yeah.
My workout routine is Taylor Fest.
I'm actually training just for Taylor Fest.
Yeah. Okay, my obsession is something that I don't know if people know about, but I'm gonna say it anyways. So I've been wanting to get into like scrapbooking. This kind of goes along with my journal thing that I was talking about earlier. Sorry. But I've been wanting to get into like scrapbooking, and I have tried it before and like bought a scrapbook and printed out pictures at Walgreens and then like had the whole thing like ready to go and then never like put it together. So I just have like scrapbooks and like pictures that like I'm too lazy to put together now, and like it's so old that like I don't care to put those ones together anymore.
Yeah.
But I found this website called Mixbook. It's like M-I-X book, and you can make like coffee table books that are scrapbooks, but they look like coffee table books. Yeah. So I'm like kind of been playing around with that, but it's so cool the way you can like design it on there. Like the cover looks like so like chic and like aesthetic looking, like you could have it out on your coffee table or like on a bookshelf and it just looks like a normal coffee table book that's like $100, but it has like pictures of you inside and like your friends and stuff.
Cute.
Yeah. So I was thinking,
that's a good gift
like,
idea.
I know. And so that's why I wanted to say it is like, it'd be a good like birthday gift or something, but also like for your parents or your sister or like a wedding gift or something like that, I thought would be cute. So that's my obsession.
Yeah. Fun fact, I made my best friend from college a scrapbook of like all of our college years for, I don't remember if it was for her birthday or graduation. Maybe, I think it was graduation. I like handmade a scrapbook of like all four years of college and gave it to her.
That's so cute. Four
years.
Yeah,
it was really cute.
Oh my God.
And we were roommates for three of those 4 years. So like,
that's crazy.
There was a lot of photos.
Oh, that must have been fun. So cute. And then you could look through
it. Yeah, it was really
later.
Cute.
I just like love stuff like that so much.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
You're saying this and it reminds me that I bought the New Year's Day scrapbook that Taylor Swift put on her.
Did it ever come?
Website. Yeah, I don't know where I put it though.
Oh.
Like you're talking and I was like, where is that scrapbook?
You should make that scrapbook like a Taylor Swift. Like,
that was my, yeah. Like I was going to do like all of our Taylor Fest stuff.
Oh my God.
And like Taylor Swift and Taylor Fest and all of those things. But like, I don't know where I put it.
Okay. Moving on to everything that we're mad about. This is our Mad Woman segment where we just talk about things that we're mad about. Nothing deep. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. Something that pisses me off is,
it's so
this
serious.
Is my own doing, to clarify. This is 100% my own fault. I always push my, okay, so I get acrylics on my nails. on my natural nails, and it's gotten to the point where like my nails are pretty long, but it's my natural nail with acrylic on top. Okay, that's that. But every time I get them done, I try to push it to the full month of having the set instead of doing like 3 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever everyone else does. I try to do 4 to 5 weeks, and that's my own doing, but I just like don't want to go that frequently. It's like not very good for my nails. Yeah. So I try to go not as often, and also
bank it's expensive. Account.
So I mean, they don't look bad by any means, but I hate when I get to the last couple days and they start to lift off of my nail bed. Mm. And when I wash my hair and my hair gets stuck underneath them.
Oh, my stomach hurts right now. Like,
if it's the most irritating thing.
It's the worst thing.
It is so frustrating.
So I have my appointment on Thursday.
Yeah, I have my appointment on Thursday. Today is Monday. I have my appointment Thursday. And so I'm hoping that this is the only time I have to wash my hair until after I get my new set on. And yeah. I think I'll be okay. Like, I think I'll make it. But I'm just like, God, it's so irritating.
Yeah, it's literally the worst thing on earth.
It's like, so it's frustrating. Awful. And one of mine like split, but only the dip split. And so my nail is fine. But the dip is lifting and split on one nail. And so it's like it gets caught on the side and under. Oh my God, it's so irritating. I need them done so bad. My nail tech gets booked up pretty quick because she's like, she works at her own salon or whatever, like it's just her. And so I booked my appointment for Thursday because it was like the soonest I could get in, and then I joined the wait list for this weekend because I was like hoping that something would open up, but it did not. So
yeah, you just gotta make it a few more days.
I just gotta hope
it's literally the worst.
It's so annoying. I think I'm going to put a Band-Aid on the one that's lifting really, really bad because it's just really pissing me off.
Yeah, yeah. And it gets stuck. Oh, my God. It's literally the worst thing ever.
Yeah, that's what's pissing me off this week.
Yeah. I feel like I've been mad about a lot lately, like the past few weeks. Like, okay. You know, I've been really going off. This week I'm feeling good. Like, I don't really know what I'm mad about. Okay, I'm not going to tell you something that I'm mad about, but I'll tell you something like – this is just like a update that I have about something random. So, you know the movie Poor Things?
Yes.
Okay. It's with Emma Stone, if anyone doesn't know. And it like won a million Oscars. And it's like very highly thought of. And last night I watched
Did you watch it? Oh.
I love you, tell you.
Oh.
Did you watch
no.
it?
No.
You guys,
why did you watch?
I'm not kidding you. I watched it. Well, watching it is like generous because I fast forwarded it so much.
Yeah.
But let me just tell you, I thought, first of all, if you watch the trailer, it tells you literally nothing.
Nothing.
Like, not a single thing. Nothing.
No.
I thought this movie was going to be like, not a kid's movie, but like, I don't know, like the description of the movie is like this woman like finds herself basically. So I thought it was gonna be like Eat, Pray, Love. Like I literally thought it was gonna be like so motivational and like beautiful and like it was giving like Cinderella, like with the colors and the costumes. And so I was so excited. And to make things worse, I told my boyfriend, I was like, I have a movie for us to watch. And so he watched it too. And like, he hates, like, he likes like action, comedy, horror. Like, this is not like, for context, if you haven't seen what this movie is about, because I don't know where anyone could have ever seen what this movie is about because it's not anywhere. And I didn't look on TikTok, but like, it's not online. Okay. So the movie is about, it's extremely artsy, like it's giving indie to the max film. And I will say, whoever made this movie is a creative genius, and like it was so well done, and like Emma Stone is iconic, but like I'm so disturbed that like I haven't been able to think about anything else since I watched this movie, and I fast forwarded half the movie, and like I'm so sensitive to stuff like this that like this ruins my whole entire life.
Yeah, I'm really concerned with the fact that you watched this.
Yeah. You should be. You literally should be.
I was just going to say, the only thing I've ever seen about this movie, well, other than the fact that it won a ton of awards, was on TikTok when someone was saying, like, that everyone was so disturbed by Saltburn and, like, that everyone was so disturbed by Saltburn. And the person on TikTok was like, but have you seen more things?
Okay. Also, like, I know myself, like, Don't Worry, Darling was too much for me. And that movie has nothing bad in it. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I knew, like, I purposely have not watched Saltburn. Like, everyone I know has watched Saltburn, and I know, like, myself, and I know I don't do well with stuff like that. And so this has to be 1 billion times worse than Saltburn. Like, I literally was watching this movie, and I was like, how is this legally allowed to be shown on TV for free or in a movie theater? Like, I was watching this in the comfort of my own home, and I was so, like, I was about to throw up, and so I don't understand how people watch this in a movie theater with other people. But anyways, so this movie is about, do you know what it's about?
No.
Okay, you're about to be... Buckle your seatbelt. I'm not going to go into too much information because I know a lot of, like, younger people listen to this podcast, and, like, I don't want to scare anyone out. No. Like, if you really enjoy, like, the creative, like, if you love indie films and, like, that kind of stuff, I could see,
like, the how
you
weird, like this, creepy but, like, indie films.
Yeah, like, I could see it. Like, there was parts of the movie where I was laughing.
My description is, if you like films when uncomfortable things happen and there's no music or background noise whatsoever other than the uncomfortable thing going on. Like, that's how I classify these films.
And, like, half the movie was in black and white, which should have been, like, I was like, oh, okay, like, it's artsy. And then
Mark's
half
probably
the
like,
film,
what the fuck?
No, like, I wish you were here to see it. Well, because it said comedy. And so I was like, oh, he'll be fine. I don't know how this is labeled as a comedy. Like, it was not funny. God. I was, like, about to cry the whole time. But a lot of the film, too, is filmed in, like, fisheye. So it's, like, fisheye, which, like, it's so artsy like that. Like, I appreciated that part of it because they did it really well. But it's, like, the context of the movie that really screwed me up. So it's about a surgeon who they don't give any context. Like, you just have to go into the movie being, like, this is going to be really weird. Because in the first 5 seconds, you know it's going to be really weird. And so then you just, like, have to – it's, like, kind of mad. Like, you have to really use your imagination. Like, they have a pet that's, like, half – duck, half dog. Like, it's like that type of thing. So it's about this surgeon who, like, is doing all these, like, crazy surgeries, like, that I don't even want to talk about, on people. And this woman is, like, trying to commit suicide and jumps off of a bridge, and he gets her body, and she's pregnant. She has a baby in her belly, and she's, like, about to give birth. And he trigger warning if you're, like, bad with surgery, because first of all, I am, don't know why I watched this, and let me tell you, it literally showed everything. It showed nudity, but it also showed surgery in extreme detail, and I can't even go to the doctor. Thing I've ever heard. And so he, trigger warning everyone, he cuts open the woman's belly, takes out her brain off her head, and puts the baby's brain in her. So she is now alive with her unborn baby's brain. Yeah. And she's a mom. Well, she's not a mom anymore. So he stitches her back up.
It's just
and
the
then
baby.
She's, like, basically, like, reborn as a
it's
baby
like Benjamin Button.
Brain. But, like, person, like, an old person body. Not old. Like, she's probably, like, 30.
Yeah.
However old Emma Stone is. And then she goes through life growing up that way. But...
Literally, why?
No, like, I don't know. And I wish I could say the things that I saw in this movie, but I just, like, guys, don't get curious. Just trust me on this one. You don't want to know. Okay? You don't.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, the whole entire thing. Because we got, like, the first, like, 45 minutes was in black and white, and it was, like, pretty interesting at first. So it kind of sucked me in, and I was like, oh, this is, like, crazy. Like, in the first 20 minutes, Mark was like, this is not a comedy. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I hate to say you're right. And we were both just kind of like looking at each other. We're like, what are we watching? And then it got like really weird, like really fast. It got really weird. But it got weird. And then it was like progression of the story. So I wanted to see those parts because I really wanted to know what happened.
Yeah, like you wanted to know how it ended.
Yeah. And like I was so far in that I was like, I need to know how it ended. And it ended... nicely, I will say. The ending was fine. It was just everything in between. I, like, truly cannot believe I, like, watched that. Like,
no, you saying that, and I was like, I literally, the only TikTok I've seen about it is that people say it's, like, more disturbing than Saltburn.
It was the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, things were happening, and I was like, I can't believe someone's brain thought of this. These characters had to act it out. Like, oh, my God. It's so back and forth, because, like, I understand why it won the awards, though. Because, like,
yeah,
it was just, like, insane, but... Yeah, anyways, they could have done without so many things in that movie. Right. Okay, let's move on, please.
Please.
I'm begging you. Okay, let's move on to our burning questions. This is where you guys can submit anonymously at the link in our bio and submit your questions, comments, stories, all of that. Okay, the first one that this person says is, I'm actually in love with the Zayn and Selena era. Like, they were so cute together. Can we bring them back?
I totally forgot that happened.
I never even knew that happened.
I totally forgot about that.
Like, when was this, like, Disney Channel? Or, like, was this, well, she was with Justin Bieber then, I guess.
Oh, well, she had See You Again with Zayn, like, featuring Zayn.
Oh, so maybe that's when?
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Is this real?
Wait, is it fake?
I'm so confused right now. Is this saying she had songs out with Zayn in 2023? Is that real?
Unless it was like a song on his album. What song is it?
Hang on.
I don't follow him at all.
17 Magazine put out an article called Everything to Know About Selena Gomez and Zayn's Rumored Relationship. So it's a rumor. June 26, 2023, fans realize Selena has unfollowed Zayn on Instagram. Sources claim Selena and Zayn had a thing in the past. That's the rumor. In March, supermodel Gigi Hadid said she has no problem whatsoever with Zayn dating as long as he is happy and stable, blah, 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 and continues to be a good co-parent. Also in March of 2023, viral TikTok claims Selena and Zayn made out at a restaurant in New York City. Oh, so this was recent.
Wow. So the also era in March is still, like, the era is not too long ago.
Yeah. March 2023 still, Selena Gomez goes to dinner with Zayn's assistant. His personal assistant. In August of 2016, Justin Bieber reportedly accused Selena of allegedly cheating with Zayn.
Oh my God.
This is crazy.
This person is educating us. Says, thank you for writing in.
It says, Selena dated singer Justin Bieber on and off for about 8 years, obviously. In 2016, during one of their off-again phases, they reportedly argued on social media and screenshots obtained by Harper's Bazaar. Justin Bieber accused Selena of cheating with Zayn. I cheated, he responded. Oh, I forgot about you and Zayn. In January of 2013, Selena says that she would kiss Zayn during an interview.
Oh my God.
She had to pick one of the members of One Direction, and he said, Zayn, maybe that's it.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, because 2013 was like
borderline
Haler.
Of course, yeah.
Anyway, wow.
Thanks for writing in. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah.
Okay, this person says, have you seen My Life with the Walter Boys? If so, what are your thoughts?
First of all, crazy of you to come in here talking about a teenage rom-com and assume that I haven't seen it. Like,
wait, so true.
Let's be real right now.
This was the show where I was like, have you seen? And you were like, yeah, My Life with the Walter Boys. I was like, yep.
Yes. I watched it the day after it came out. Yeah. Like, yes, I've seen My Life with the Walter Boys. It's like it's good, and it fills the void for The Summer I Turned Pretty until we get The Summer I Turned Pretty.
I need The Summer I Turned Pretty to come back.
Yeehaw version of The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yeah.
But it's good. I liked it a lot. I watched it in like a day. So naturally.
I watched the first 20 minutes and then like stopped watching for some reason.
Did your mom watch it?
Yeah, my mom was obsessed. My mom watched the whole thing, and then I watched the first like 20 minutes with her, and then I was kind of like, I don't think I can get into this, but maybe I'll give it another try.
Yeah, you just gotta watch. It's just like, it's also, if you guys don't know, it used to be a Wattpad book. So
classic.
It was one of the Wattpad books too. Real book to TV pipeline.
Oh.
One of the like four recent ones.
I need The Summer I Turned Pretty to come back already. Like, I'm done waiting.
I think they're filming.
Okay, good.
They're filming now. I just saw a TikTok that they set up like a fake frat house somewhere for Jeremiah. Oh my god.
To be okay, so this will be the last season.
I guess.
If you guys haven't read the books, well, like, you book have to book. Read the books.
Are there three books or four books?
There's three.
Okay, so this yeah, is the last one. Be the last season.
Yeah. If you guys haven't read them, you have, like, the last book is you have insane. To. Like, you literally have to. It's crazy.
You have to.
Okay. This next question says, you two are like my big sisters, and I've been listening for around a year. I need some advice. I'm a teenager, and I have a part-time job working at a toy store. I love it, and I've worked there for about 2 years now, and I have strong relationships with the other high schoolers and growing relationships with the adults. But recently, the adults have been commenting on my quote-unquote sugar addiction and unhealthy eating habits. Whenever I'm there, it gets brought up because I will buy a bag of candy occasionally. It just happens to be the days that I work with them. I only work with the adults around one day a week, so I think it's unfair of them to judge me based off the 8 hours they see me a week. I'm an athlete. I play volleyball or go to the gym almost every day. I don't feel the need to watch what I eat because I'm a teenager. I was talking to my sister about it. She also works at the store with me when she's home from college. She said that they have made comments to her about my eating habits as well. She told them to not comment on it because it would probably make me uncomfortable, and yet they still do it like it's the store's inside joke. I'm not sure what to do because I would love for them to stop, but I'm not a confrontational person, especially since I've had disordered eating patterns in the past that I don't want to disclose with my bosses and other coworkers. Please give me some advice. I don't know what to do to get them to stop. Damn.
Okay, first of all, volleyball slay.
Yeah.
Second of all, I think there's like such a weird stigma with like the older generations mm-hmm. about like they just don't understand the sweet treat phenomenon, you know?
Yeah, and also like they don't understand that you don't need to like comment on what other people are doing like 24/7, right? You know?
No, and also like if I want to have candy, a bag of candy once a week, I'm gonna have a bag of candy once a week.
Like who cares? Also, like, yeah. Not like they shouldn't be commenting no matter what. Like you shouldn't need to justify it. Like how you were like, I'm an athlete, I play volleyball, like I'm like sure that like I don't know. I just don't think that like you need to justify why you're eating a bag of candy, you know? Like
no.
Eat your candy.
I used to work at Cold Stone. I had an ice cream at every shift. Like
yeah, like I as you should. YOLO. <Right. laughs> Okay. But like when I read this YOLO. I'm bringing YOLO back. Anyways.
Okay.
When I read this, it made me sad, like, first of all. And I'm really sorry that you're having to deal with this because that is just so ridiculous. And, like, coming from adults, like, they should know better. But for some reason, adults never do. Mm-hmm. And also when you were saying, like, that you're not sure what to do because, like, you want them to stop, but you're not a confrontational person. I feel that because I'm not a confrontational person either. And I'm trying to work on it. And I feel like, in my opinion, the best way to make them stop without, like, being like, hey, can we talk about this? Like, just a little way to do it is, like, if they say something, like, I would just say, and, like, I would just be like, and so, like, and see what they say. Like, don't laugh it off. That's what I would be my advice. Like, don't laugh it off. Be like, and.
Or just be like, I don't know. It's literally none of your business.
Yeah. Or just be like, why do you care? Like, I would literally be like, why do you care? And then see what they say. And I would just, like,
I feel like you shouldn't, I don't think bringing it up, like, if you're not comfortable bringing it up out of the blue, I wouldn't. I would just wait for them. If they're saying it so frequently, I would just wait for them to say something. And then you can be like, okay, get a new joke. Like,
like, I would just, funny. Like, don't be, like, rude, but, like, definitely make sure that they know that you're not, like, laughing with them. Like, just be like, and, like, what's the big deal? And see what they say. Because usually when people are like, this is like bullying, kind of. Like when people are like bullying you like this, it's like.
Also, the fact that it's the adults is so fucking annoying.
Yeah, like, and who cares? Like, they're just jealous that you're eating candy and they're not. Like, let's be honest.
No.
They're just jealous quite literally, that you're the one that's able to eat candy.
Exactly. Like, they're, again, they just don't.
Yeah.
They don't understand the concept of a sweet treat. Like, I don't understand.
But yeah, I would just like, stand up for yourself, but you don't need to be like, hey, this is like really hurting my feelings when you guys are doing this. You could just be like, and what's the big deal? And then I doubt that they're gonna like
say anything back to that. Like, they're not gonna have like a good comeback. And if they do, then you could be like, no, seriously, like, why do you guys care so much about what I'm eating? Like, yeah. I would just like, don't.
Do you guys have a, is there like a,
do you guys have HR at the toy store?
I was gonna say, or like someone that's like, you're more comfortable talking to than the rest, because like, you could say it to just that one person that you're comfortable with in hopes that they relay the message. Or is there a Yahoo or like Google review situation? Because like, let me write in a review for you.
For real.
On your behalf. Like, let me be like, I actually overheard the workers bullying this girl.
For real. Let us.
And I think they should stop. Like, let me handle this for you.
DM us. But seriously, this is so frustrating. And I'm really sorry that this is happening to you. Because annoying. That is so stupid. Especially and when shitty. It's like, your like bosses. Also,
let's be so fucking for real. There's no way those adults have healthy living habits whatsoever. No. Like, be so serious. You're a grown person working at a toy store.
Yeah, like, no.
No. Like, let's just put that into just perspective.
No. Just no.
This is a grown adult working at a toy store and, like, making fun of a teenager for eating sugar.
Like, get a life.
I'm sure that you grew up so smoking three packs a day, Tammy. Like, be so fucking for real. There's no way that you're living a healthy life. Like, I'm sorry, but like, where are you coming from?
Like, I don't comment when you guys eat sugar. Like, just say stuff like that and, like, don't be, like, I don't know. I just, this is so, like, sad.
Yeah, like, it's just so frustrating. And I'm sorry you have to deal with this. It reminds me of when I worked at Cold Stone. And there was, like, this girl. I was in high school. Yeah, I worked there in high school. I quit like my freshman year of college, and that's when I shifted to daycare. But when I worked there in high school, there was this girl that was like our manager, but like not like our boss. It was like our shift boss, but not like our boss, you know, like she didn't own the place. And she was probably like in her 30s, and she was like, she had like a political science degree or something, and she was just like the manager of this Cold Stone. And I just remember, like, she took everything so seriously. And this is obviously not the same situation. But I just remember this girl took, like, everything so serious. And it was, like, the most irritating thing in the world. Because I was like, girl.
Yeah, like, we're at Cold Stone.
It's a Cold Stone at 10 p.m. and you're working with a bunch of high schoolers. Like, yeah. I don't really know what you want from me. And this is not the same scenario. But it's just, like, really frustrating to me when, like, adults.
Yeah, like.
Working with high schoolers are, like, being condescending.
Yeah. Totally.
It's weird.
I feel like this happens a lot, like, in the workplace, too. Like, not this exact situation, but, like, yeah, it just, that's not okay.
I would recommend the song, This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
It's so true. I would recommend the song Mean.
Right. I feel like an Olivia Rodrigo song would be great in here, too.
Oh.
Like, Teenage Dream or something.
Yeah. Got to think that one through a little more.
Making the bed.
Pretty isn't pretty, or what is that called?
Yeah. Pretty isn't pretty. Yeah. Okay. But I feel like either wait till they say something again and then say something back. It doesn't have to be confrontational. Just like, you could literally just be like, can you stop? Or like, can you not? Like,
yeah, I would just be like, why do you care so much about what I'm eating? And like, do it with a straight face. Like, do not laugh. Do not laugh at all.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah, like, it's literally the hardest thing to do because it's so uncomfortable. But you just need to be like, why do you care so much about what I'm eating? And like, phrase it as like an actual question. Then they'll be like, they'll just feel stupid because they'll be like, oh, like, actually, why do I? And they'll have no answer. And then maybe like, if you just keep doing that, they'll stop.
Yeah, they'll be like, well, I'm worried for your health. And then you could be like, well, maybe worry about your own health.
Yeah, like, be like, well, I'm not worried about your health, so let me eat my candy.
Yeah, like, mind your business. It's literally none of your business.
Yeah,
I'm going to go eat Sour Patch Kids after this. Because, I want candy.
I'm going to eat an Easter Bunny chocolate that I got.
Good, as you should. Everyone go eat a piece of candy right now.
Everyone go eat a sweet treat right now. You have to. Okay.
For this person.
Yeah.
In solidarity.
We're all here supporting you. We're all gathering around you eating candy.
We're all eating our sweet treat.
Just picture us all around you when they get mad at you or when they say something mean to you. And you can stand up for yourself. You can do it. That's crazy. It's so hard, but you can do it. Yeah, like, that's actually crazy. Okay, this next
question is what we are basing our episode off today. So this person says, I'm throwing a Tortured Poets Department listening party with a few friends when the album drops, and I was wondering if you had any ideas for decor, food, outfits, etc., specific to this new era. And I don't know if you guys know, but for Midnights, when Midnights was released, we released Midnights party boxes through Taylor Fest. So me, Kaya, and Kendra packed like 300 boxes full of like decor and ingredients and recipes and cards and all this stuff that you can use to throw your own Midnight's listening party. We didn't do that for Tortured Poets because we're just not as organized, and it was a
scarring experience. I'm gonna be so
we made no like, money off of it, and it was horrible. A great idea, and like
everyone enjoyed them and loved them. Yeah, and I know some of you have asked if we're doing them again, but it was just so difficult.
It was so like we did it really the wrong way. Like they turned out amazing.
The Postmaster General screwed us over. They didn't come pick up the boxes. I had to take like 4 trips to the fucking
USPS
office with all of those boxes. Oh my God, it was awful.
Yeah, like everyone was so happy with the final product and we were happy with the final product, but like the way it took to get there was
the most draining thing in the world. Way.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, we're going to do it virtually this time. Yeah, we're professional party throwers. And so we're going to tell you guys.
You don't know, we literally do throw Taylor Swift parties.
Yeah.
So therefore, we are the correct people to listen to for this situation. Yes. We are professional party planners.
Yes. So we're going to tell you like what we would do for a Tortured Poets listening party at home. And this is like what would be in the boxes if we had sold the boxes. But you guys can just get it yourselves now. Sorry.
Or what Aspen and I would be doing if we were going to be listening to this album together. But we're not because she's going to be in California.
Don't talk about it. We're not talking about that. Except I sent Kaya all the I always send her the questions that people write in so we can like have an idea of what we're gonna say. And I sent her this one. I was like, okay, what about like an episode about this? But like she only saw the question and it was, I'm throwing a Tortured Poets Department listening party with a few friends. And she was like, what do you mean?
What the fuck? No, because I saw it because I had your text up because we were having a conversation and that one came through and you were like typing for the rest. And I literally stared at it for a second and I was like, this bitch is throwing a party with her friends, her so-called friends, and I'm not invited, but she wants my advice on what to wear. Like, I was like,
what is the contact? Like, I didn't be like questions incoming. Like, I literally just sent that. That was my
bad. Exactly. Like, there was no contact. And then like 2 seconds later it came through and I was like, oh, I got it.
Yeah, I was like, we should do an episode about this.
And I was like, okay. Right. Anyway, here we go.
So we're going to go through some categories. Let's start with decor. This is like stuff that we would have at Taylor Fest or in our houses for this party. So we're going to kind of just like go off each other's ideas. But okay, so I'm picturing Tortured Poets very like obviously black and white. But I'm picturing it like the middle of the night, like lit by candlelight for some reason, like writing vibes. And so my first idea was candlesticks. You need to get candlesticks and like cute candlestick holders and like light them. But going off of that also, like just set the table like it's like a, I don't know, like a medieval.
It's giving like it's giving like, okay. I'm gonna sound so fucking annoying when I say the sentence. It's giving like coquette, but like coquette speakeasy.
Speakeasy is the perfect word. Perfect. Yeah, so like candlesticks, and then I was thinking you could use like old wine bottles as like vases for flowers, but you could get like white roses and put that in there. Or, like, I also dried flowers. I also saw people had like glasses, whether it's like for mocktails or like champagne glasses or something, and you could like tie little black ribbons around it for like bows around everyone's glass.
Yeah, like black bows.
Yeah. And then I also saw people do white balloons with like black bows and strings. Yeah. I saw it on Pinterest.
The white balloon with white the black balloons with the black iconic. String.
Yeah. And you could like
put it was so bows. Satisfying looking.
It would be perfect for this. So you need white balloons, black string. And then the last thing that I was thinking is I saw this thing on Pinterest where someone took all the pages out of a book, like an old book. Like you could probably go to like Goodwill or something and get a book and like take all the pages out. And then they made like a place setting or like a tablecloth out of it. So you could like put all of them on your table. And like that's kind of like a what you could put the food on and stuff. Like you could put all the pages from a book, like tape them together. I thought that was really cute. Because it's giving, like, you know, people who read. Yeah. Poets.
Yeah.
Those poets. Are my decor ideas.
Cute. I had the white balloons with black written ribbon down. Oh, my God. Ribbon written down, too. And then I had dried flowers. And then I saw... I was thinking you could do, like, the friendship bracelet garland, but, like, only with white beads. And then you could tie, like, black tulle ribbon bows on the ends.
Oh, my God. Tulle. Yes. This is, like, a tulle vibe. Like, a black and white tulle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love. That would be so cute. Just think, like, you're in, like, a castle in the middle of the night.
It's literally, like it's, like...
a library castle.
Yeah.
Like, that's
a library inside of a castle.
Yeah. I'm feeling like it's like very like warm and dark
with bows.
Yeah, with like bows, and everyone's wearing like black tie, but also like
it's also very lacy.
Yeah,
like, I have lace written down a lot for outfits.
Yeah. Okay, let's go into outfits.
Okay. I have black lace, black and white bows and gloves. I don't have like specific ideas. I just have the vibe.
That's cute. Yeah, I have black and white lace and bows.
Cute.
Pretty much the exact same thing. But if you don't if you don't want to go all out with the outfits, I would just say Taylor Swift merch. Is fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go into food.
Okay, for food, I have the classics. I just have her chai cookies because I feel like that really gives the vibe of this album.
Yes.
And also just like a cheese board really always fits about. Charcuterie. Like it always. A charcuterie is always great for an album listening party, but I feel like this really, a cheese board is just like the vibe.
Yeah, ultimate. I was like, I don't know why I was like really like thinking like baked goods for this, but like her chai cookies I have, but also like cinnamon rolls. Like you could make like a pie. I don't know why like a pie. I don't know. I don't know. Like, what's that one chocolate, like, cream pie? This is what I picture when I think of this album. Food for this was hard for me because it's not giving people who eat a lot.
I'm just,
like, it's giving, like, it's just... you know, like, it's literally giving, like, people who stay up all night writing and forget to eat dinner.
Like, okay. Yeah, so it's got to be, like, snacky things. Like, that's why I'm, like, the cookies, the cheese board, like, you're, like, nibbling. I saw one of the posts on Pinterest was, like, a dark chocolate cake and they did like a white crumb coat on it, but like you could still see the cake through it, so it was black and white.
That's cute.
That was cute. And like you can never go wrong with a cake or cupcakes for an album release party, like ever.
Ooh, what if you could make like black or you could make like chocolate and vanilla like cupcakes, and then you guys could decorate them like black and white frosting on top.
Yeah,
cute.
Black and white cookies are literally a thing.
Yes.
So
yes,
drinks.
I had two options, but for an alcoholic drink, I was thinking white wine. Like, it's just giving white wine. Kay. For a non-alcoholic drink, I was thinking tea.
Right.
Yeah, like, don't you think it's kind of giving tea?
Yeah.
Like, you could do, like, a little tea station with, like, honey, milk, sugar, tea bags, hot water. But then also, like, that's not the most, like, practical thing to be drinking. Like, it would be fun. But you could have other options as well.
I only went alcoholic, shocking. But I had like, okay, first of all, an espresso martini. Like it's just,
yes.
it's just giving espresso martini.
I forgot about like,
this
martini.
Album is just like the aesthetic of an espresso martini.
Yes.
Or like a chai martini. Like that would be good too. Or just
like
a chai
latte.
Tea.
Yeah.
Chai tea latte would be good.
Yeah.
Also, when I was visiting my best friend in Michigan a few what was that like months ago? I don't know. Yeah. 2 months ago. Her mom made us salted caramel old fashions and she like, yeah. And I'm not an old fashioned person except for that one time we had an old fashioned.
Yeah. That was actually so
good. We were together. That was really good. But the salted caramel one was really good too. Cause she like literally like puts the caramel sauce in, like puts the salt, like whatever. And that was really good. And I feel like it's just like,
yeah, like it needs to be like something like rich and like warm. Yeah. Like if this is not a fruity or like an iced.
No.
Like this is like a you're drinking red and white wine and you're like drinking espresso martinis and
It's like elevated. It's classy.
Like I would do like a coffee bar because like you do have to stay up late. You could do like a latte bar or like a coffee bar.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Our last thing that we're going to tell you guys is our pre-album listening activity ideas. So, like, what you do before the album comes out. Waiting. Because that is always kind of like, well, we have 5 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The obvious one is friendship bracelets. But yes. I would, like, do it in a setting that's, like, specifically for the Tortured Poets Department. So I would, like, only have black and white beads.
Yeah.
And then
you could get like pearls, like something cute like that.
Like I would just only theme the bracelets for Tortured Poets. And then pre-ranking the album just by album title. I was thinking about this today because I literally can't get the fact that there's a song called Smallest Man Who Ever Lived on this album. And I think about it every single day.
Yeah.
And like I just have a gut feeling in my bones that that's going to be my favorite song. And I just just crazy. And I just can't believe that there's a song called that on this album. Anyway.
I think about the track titles of this album every day too. Like it's actually crazy.
Yeah. So I feel like it would be fun to like pre-rank and then re-rank after you have your first listen, just like on paper.
Yeah.
And then my other one is blind karaoke.
That's fun.
Because I've been like you're all sitting around. TikTok.
That's so
you wanna,
fun.
Yeah. You want to listen to music anyway.
Yeah.
So like, why not make it an activity? And then you can make videos and it's fun.
I love that. Okay, my...
You can make it Taylor-themed if you really wanted to.
Yeah, you could do, like, her, like, old...
Only Taylor.
Yeah, only Taylor. Blind karaoke. An idea I had was I was kind of, like, trying to brainstorm, like, books. And I guess I've been thinking about scrapbooking a lot lately. I don't know why. But I feel like it'd be a good
scrapbooking situation.
Yeah, like you could give everyone a blank journal, like just get like a blank journal, and then you could like scrapbook. You could cut out like newspapers and stuff and magazines. But then also, I was thinking you could do like the thing where you like put dried flowers in the like pages, so it could be like a little Tortured Poets vibe. And then another idea that I had was this. I feel like you'd have to have like a little bit more people for this, like. You could do it with, like, two people, but it'd be fun with, like, a bigger group. You could do, like, a book exchange. So you could either, like, have everyone bring their favorite book and, like, wrap it and do, like, a white elephant where you, like, all grab a book. Cute. And then you, like, are stuck with that one. Or you could just, like, if you have, like, three people, everyone brings their favorite book and you all switch. But I thought that was, like, with the vibe, kind of.
Cute, yeah.
But, yeah. I feel like we gave everyone, we're setting people up for success for their listening parties. Yeah. Like, I feel like we covered all the bases. But if you guys need more ideas, let us know. Or, like, if we missed a category. But I feel like we covered it.
Yeah.
Watch this album be, like, not this at all. It's funny because, like, we have the pictures of her, obviously. Like, everything's black and white. And we have that one outfit to go off of. Like, we don't really have a lot.
No.
But...
In my head, I just think album covers and then her outfit that she wore to the Grammys.
Like, that's all we have. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, happy Torture Poet Month. Yeah.
It makes me sick to think about it. Like my stomach actually hurts.
I keep forgetting that it's happening. Like, I don't think it feels real in my brain. Like, I don't think I've processed.
No, I know.
That it's actually happening.
I've never been this excited for an album.
The video of us reacting to it when I just say what 17 times, like, I feel like I'm still there.
Yeah. I'm still.
Like, I'm still like, what?
Dust collected on my pinned up hair.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. How did we get here?
I don't know. But when this episode comes out, it'll be out in 16 days.
That's crazy. I'm so scared. Like, I'm actually scared. I'm really excited for the Post Malone song.
It's just, same. I'm just.
I can't believe it. I'm speechless.
Me neither. It's crazy.
For once, we're speechless.
Yeah. Just, God. Okay. Well.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. I hope that we set you up for success for your parties. And also, I'm going to post, like, a mood board. If you do any of this stuff, you have to tag us in it. Take a picture and tag us because we want to see.
Yeah.
Because we're going to live through you since we're not doing it. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening. Happy Tortured Poets. And I hope everyone has a great week. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.